Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. In today's program, we have the kids singing This Little Light of Mine, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message.
Chapter 1, I got to preach fast, furious, and hard, and anything else I can come up with on you to bless you with today. Because I want to talk to you this morning about living unlimited through Christ Jesus. Paul was writing to Timothy. Paul said, I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers day and night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelleth first in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also, wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God. See, you got to get stirred up this morning. You just can't come to church and think, well, I'm here and I sure am glad I made it, and that's all it is to it. I checked my little list. I made it to church on Sunday. Well, if that's what you're coming for church for, is to check your little list, I'm telling you right now, you're not checking on much. Amen. God wants you to come to church to get stirred up. I remember the days of going to church in my younger years, and I found that, boy, that was a good place to catch a good nap. Well, you didn't come to nap, honey. Because if you can, and I'll just put it this way. If you can sleep in my preaching, you need to sleep worse than you need the preaching. Amen. God wants you to stir up the gift of God that He's put in you. And I believe it's time the church start getting excited about the one whom we serve. I believe it's time we get excited about the times that we're living in. I believe it's time we get excited about the heaven we're going to. Amen. Which is in thee by the putting on of my hands, he said. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Thank you, Lord. But of power and of love and of a sound mind. You know, there's an old saying that goes like this. You maybe have told your kids this, or you may have been told this yourself. You've got to face the facts. Amen. Sometimes the facts that we have to face are not the facts that we want to face, though, are they? The things that we have to go through and the things we have to face and the things we have to encounter and the things we have to deal with in life, you know, from that standpoint, they're not always inundated with pleasantries and good things. Sometimes we've got to face the facts of difficult days and challenging times and valleys of life and anxieties and stress and all that. But you realize in the midst of all of that, you can still face the facts that God's Word says that God's for you and God's with you and God will never leave you and that God will get you through whatever you're in. So face the facts. Yeah, you may have some facts that don't look good in the column of bad, but let me tell you what, there's only one thing in the column of good that you need, and that's the presence of a mighty and glorious God. Amen. Because He'll take care of your every need and He'll bless you in every way. He today can solve your every problems. He can lift you above whatever you're in. And today He's the God who's still on the throne and the God who is still in charge. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm glad today there's an undeniable fact today that nothing is too hard for God. You may be facing some impossible places in your life. I've faced them and you've faced them and we've all faced them, but I'm glad to tell you today there's nothing too hard for my God. Amen. I look through the pages of this book and I find example after example, place after place, time after time, that God's people went through great perilous times and troublesome difficulties and challenging places of life and times that they didn't know the answer, but thank God there was a God that they could look to that has the power and the might and the miraculous help that we need in times of trouble. For God said in Psalm 46 that He is our refuge and our strength and our very present help in time of trouble. Amen. So I declare today to you, you better get excited about this, that there's nothing too hard for our God. I said there's nothing too hard for our God. Amen. And realizing this today, it's God who will bring you through whatever you're in. And also today to know that when God is for you today, You know, when God's on your side, nothing can be against you today. Do you know that? Yeah, but preacher, you don't know. I've had everything fall apart. I've had my life in a mess. I've had the devil beat me over the head. Well, let me tell you what, it's time you look up and rejoice, because today God's still with you. God's still for you today. And no matter what you've been in and through today, God is going to see you through today. And you have the promise that today, even though that you're in these things, if God then be for you, hello, I said, if God then be for you, who can be against you? Amen. With faith, the Word of God says, all things are possible. Amen. Oh, but preacher, you don't see what I'm in. That's the problem. I don't need to see what you're in. I see through not the physical eyes of what we're in. I see by the faith that God is in it with us. And faith today, you know, the Word of God says in Hebrews 4:13, He says, or 11:6 rather, He says, without faith it is impossible to please Him. And so therefore today, I'm glad that faith is possible first. And I'm glad today, not only is it possible, but with faith, all things, whatever you're in, wherever you're at, whatever you're going through today, God can get you through whatever you're facing today. So we all face the facts of life, don't we? Until you learn to live by faith, my friend, today, let me tell you what, you're going to live overwhelmed, you're going to live controlled, and you're going to live overcome, and you're never going to see a breakthrough because you're controlled by the feelings that you're in. So in essence today, what happens in that scenario, you become your own worst enemy. Because it's more about you. Listen, it's nothing about you. Your life's not about you. Your troubles are not about you. Wherever you're at and whatever you're in is not about you. It's about the God who's in it with you, who can take you and lift you up and bring you about today to a place of refuge and help and strength and blessings. Because today, I'm not facing what I'm in because of my feelings. I'm facing what I'm in by my faith that I've got in a God who is a mighty God. Amen. Who can do great and mighty things. Amen. Can you understand this fact today that you can live an unlimited life today through Jesus Christ? But preacher, I've got limitations. Well, first today, you need to extract that out of your vocabulary. There's two things you need to get out of your vocabulary. One is you, and two is limitations. Because limitations and you are your best and your worst problem. Today, you are controlled by you, what you think and what you feel, and you control by everything that you're in. And then today, you see nothing but impossibility. But with God, all things are possible to him that will believe. So what are you going to do with that? When God says, you better believe. You know why you're not getting to where God wants you? You know why you're not blessed the way God wants you blessed? You know why you're not living victoriously today? You know why you're not living as an overcomer? It's because today your life is about you and your life is about limitations. When you get God in your life and you let Him take over, all of a sudden it's not about you, but it's about Him. See, that's what happened to Moses on the backside of the desert. God spoke to him through a miraculous burning bush that was not consumed. And I mean, a great event happened there and Moses was there. Well, I'm just kind of, you know, living my little life and I'm on the backside of the desert. Nobody knows where I'm at and what I'm doing. And I just kind of like it that way. And he says, so here I am. And all of a sudden God says, I know where you're at. And God starts speaking to him. And he says, I got a task for you to do, Moses. I want you to go down to Pharaoh's court, and I want you to tell him to let my children go. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. I'm tending sheep. I'm happy. I like my retirement plan, God. I like where I'm at. I like my Social Security check coming in every month. I just like everything just going kind of smooth and easy. I don't need no ripples in my life. I mean, by the way, have you been to the post office recently? My picture is posted there, and they're after me. God says, you're going down, and you're going to be instrumental by my power to use you to let my children out of the bondage that they have been in. Moses said, well, I can't talk fluently. God says, I do the talking. See, sometimes we just need to shut up and let God speak through us, don't we?
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.